Hello?
Hi, this is Abigail calling from Family First Care.
Oh, hello there. What's Family First Care? Is that for Medicaid?
We're a home care agency.
Oh, okay, hello.
Yeah, hi. You spoke with Shandel earlier?
Yeah, the therapist, right? She came from my dad?
No. Shandel, she works here at our agency.
I called the number earlier. Yeah, I'm trying to get my dad on.
Services.
Well, what I'm trying to do is, my dad's 83, and he took a stroke, and my mom got sick. She's in a hospital. She's in hospice, and she's only going to last a couple more days. That's okay, honey. I appreciate it. And he's 83. He took a stroke almost the same time, but he's kind of recovered, but he can't walk that good. He's got feeling in one arm, and it's like, if I go back to work, he's going to get hurt. You know, he needs help. So I'm trying to get him on, switch from Medicare to Medicaid, because now with her gone, he don't make enough, and he'll qualify for Medicaid, and then maybe I could help him and get paid for it. You know what I mean? To be
his
caregiver.
So you would be the caregiver, yeah. Okay, so what we do is our agency pays the caregiver for the services.
Okay.
I can have you, there's a bit of an application process, an enrollment process. I can run through that a bit with you.
Sure.
And you can let me know. So the patient has to get approved by the state, which is through a company called Maximus. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No, I was going with another. With my mom, I tried, but Medicare just gave us problems. It was called 365 something, you know. So I'm going to try. Whatever you guys could do, that would be great.
Yeah,
I'm just going to try.
Yeah, so Maximus will come down and meet with the patient. They have two assessments with them to see if they're physically eligible. And then they need one doctor's form. Once that's done, the patient will also need to be approved by the county. What they need.
I think he will be. I mean, being 83 and can't walk, I mean, I have steps in my house.
So,
he can't. I'm doing everything for him now.
Yeah, I know. It's like annoying that it's a bit of a process for this. Like, I know, you, like on your end, you probably think we should just get the services started, and that should happen.
It takes a while.
Yeah, it takes a couple of weeks till we get the approvals. But the county asks for financial documents. They need to look back for a couple of years.
Yeah, so, I could get bank statements, because he only has one bank account. He makes $1,890. He makes $1,890 through Social Security, and he has a $1,000 pension. That's it. That's all he makes.
Okay. I'd already start collecting the financial documents.
Okay, we're going to go to the bank tomorrow.
Okay.
See if I can get copies of it.
Fine. I'm going to send over to you the list of the financial approval.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sure.
So, here.
We're going to go to the bank tomorrow. Like I said, I'm going to get copies of his statements. You know, because we're going to lose my mom's money really soon, you know, and I don't make too much, you know, because I left my job.
Like you said, he's not making more than $2,900 a month.
He don't own nothing. He don't have anything. You know what I mean?
No home, no car.
Everything's me, really.
Any assets over $8,000? You said no.
No, nothing.
Okay. Is the patient living with any minors?
No, just me and him. That's it.
Your mom's not.
No, she's in hospice right now. No, she's in the hospital, and they're giving me a couple days for her to, you know, till she passes. You know, and it's really upsetting for us, but, you know, we got to try to do something to help us out. You know.
Yeah.
It's tough. You know, we're losing some money. You know, it is. Really is. She was everything. She did everything. Yeah, we're taking over everything, you know, it's kind of hard. But, you know, we'll manage, we're going to do our best, you know. I figured if I can stay home to help him,
you have a good spirit about it. You're good.
I'm going to try, you know, I'm going to try, honey. I'm going to try my best. That's all I can do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if I leave him, I'm afraid something's going to happen.
Right.
I mean, the therapist was here, and she's like, Bobby, he can't walk at all. He's 83, he's not going to get better. So what do? You know what I mean? Just leave him? Yeah, I don't want
to
do that.
Someone has to be with him, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so I just sent you the financial look back.
Okay, you texted to me?
Yeah. So it's a 5-year look back. They will need statements from all 12 months from the last 2 years, and then only biannual statements from the 3 years before that, which is only January and June statements.
So they go back, what, 5 years on his bank account?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I think he's had that bank account like over 20 years. You know, and he makes exactly what I just told, $1,890 with Social Security, and then his pension is exactly $600 and then $400, so it's like $1,002. So it's like around $2,900 a month, you know. It's not enough to survive, but, you know, we're going to try.
Okay.
So if I go to the bank tomorrow, I could get statements for what? We'll go back 5 years at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, just a second.
Take your time. I mean, I figure I could switch them all from Medicare to Medicaid, you know what I mean? Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah. Also, if there's any transactions that were over $500, then that you just need to write down what the reasons were for those transactions. Are you getting my text?
What? Yeah, I'm getting everything, yeah. But just, I don't want to look at it until I talk to you on the phone. You know, I'm not great with
the phone.
Yeah,
no problem.
There might be a couple bills we pay. I mean, anything over 500, I mean, maybe a couple to, you know, take the money out or something like that, but, you know.
So you'll just need, they just like, the county wants to see, like, the reasons for that, just for the approval. They have to see what the reasons were for the withdrawals.
Okay.
Okay? And then
if you have
a cash value of life insurance.
He don't have any life insurance.
Okay, so any of those things that he doesn't have is fine. Just whatever's on the list, if he does have that, needs to be sent in.
Okay.
Is he getting Direct Express?
Direct Express? He gets right in his bank account. Yeah, it goes right in his bank account, like Bank of America.
Okay, so, and that's what they're submitting into this bank account, correct?
Yeah, they're putting his Social Security and his pension into the bank account, yes. I'm just paying bills with it and buying food, basically.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay.
That's all we do. That's it. You know, we don't buy anything else. I mean, just food and, you know, that's it.
Okay, fine. So you'll look at that list, and then, like you said, you're going to the bank tomorrow, which is great to get that out of the way. But really the first step in the application process is to schedule this first assessment through Maximus.
When they come back to the house, right?
Yeah. I'm going to give you the number. They're going to be closed now, so I would say call them early in the morning.
Oh, I definitely will tomorrow morning. Sure. Sure, I'll call them tomorrow and see if they can come out to the house and do an assessment.
Okay, great.
Now, how do I switch them over to Medicare and Medicaid? Is that what they do, or?
Yeah, they're going to help you with that.
Okay. That sounds good. Whenever you're ready for the number, okay?
Yeah, it's 877.
Okay.
550.
550.
4227.
4227. And that's Maximus, right?
Yeah. And then also, by this first assessment, the broker is going to give you a form to fill out by your doctor, by the patient's doctor. But what I usually do is I have them call, I have someone call you from a telehealth company. It's called New York Best Medical, and they can fill out the doctor's form over the phone with you.
Okay, yeah. He's got a primary doctor that's right down the street, you know.
So whichever you prefer. This can be a phone call, and they can send it straight back to us, or if you'd like to bring it to the doctor, that's fine as well.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds great. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at this list you sent me, and I'm going to go to the bank tomorrow, and I'm going to try to get statements for the last 5 years you want, right? They want. And then what? I could maybe take a picture of it and fax it over or email it to you? Or?
Email is good. Yeah.
Okay. Can I have your number? Can I call you?
Yeah. So the number that I called you from now is my number.
Okay. What is it?
It's 267.
Okay.
561.
I know it's going to be in my phone, but 267.
Yeah, 267-551-7438.
What was your name again?
And like I said, yeah, my name is Abigail, and the agency name is Family First Care. You can save that as well.
Family First Care.
And like if you have any questions throughout the process or now, you can always text me also on this number. I have texting on this, or you can call me.
So the first thing I should do is get the bank accounts and then call call that 877 number for Maximus, right?
Yeah, I'm going to text you to do that, yeah.
Okay, text Max, and then they'll come out and do an assessment. I can ask them to come out and do an assessment, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to be basically working with you, right? You're the person I'll be working with?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. Let me go to the bank tomorrow, and I should call you maybe a little earlier than this, though. Maybe I'll call you around maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock. He'll have a therapist come over, and then I'll get a break to call. You know, I'll give you a call and see if I can maybe take some pictures of the bank statements and send them to you.
Okay. Yeah, amazing.
Okay.
Okay. That's great.
Great.
Okay,
thank you so much, okay?
No problem.
Got it.
Take care.
I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Amazing. Bye-bye.
Got it. Bye-bye.